All right, everyone, I'm in the car heading to my place. A very quick podcast today. So I need to tell you, do not think that you can't learn something, especially something that you don't want to learn. I didn't want to know how to manage contractors and to finish my house, but I'm learning and I'm enjoying it. And I didn't know exactly how to eat clean keto, but I'm doing it. And I learned and I practiced it, and then I tweaked it according to my body and what worked with me. I didn't really know how to build muscle and how to change my body composition, but I learned and I tweaked it, and I'm doing it. I'm getting a lot of feedback on my video, my workout videos and my cooking videos, cooking like keto treats and things like that. And the feedback that I'm getting is, oh, I have no motivation, or oh, I wish I could do that, or oh, or I don't know how. And I'm going to tell you, when I first started keto a few years ago, and I did not do clean keto, I did dirty keto. What is dirty keto? Dirty keto is trying to make your standard American diet be keto. You want your treats, you want your snacks, you want all your packaged foods, but the fact that it has the word keto on it, you buy it and you think that it's good for you. Clean keto is whole foods, minimal ingredients. This is why I made the peanut butter cup recipe on my YouTube video, because it has a fistful of ingredients. A friend of mine who's going back on keto said, why don't you just buy the Quest peanut butter cups from the store in a box? I went online to go see what the ingredients were, and lo and behold, it was a paragraph filled with ingredients and a few of them that I was like, I don't want that in my body. I mean, there's a reason why the peanut butter cups that I make only last for 5 to 7 days in the refrigerator, because it doesn't have all the preservatives in it and it's not sitting on a shelf. So that's the difference between dirty keto and clean keto. And I eat vegetables and I eat a lot of meat and I eat fatty meat. I eat butter. I eat whipping cream. I drink whipping cream, really. I eat sour cream with a little bit of sweetener, like it's going out of style. It's almost like the best yogurt ever. Better than Greek yogurt. And with minimal carbs, but there are carbs in it. So I try to keep myself to 20 grams of carbs. I just want to say to everyone that you can learn new things. And when you learn them, then you do them. It's just like when you're studying the Bible. It's just like when you're learning the Catholic faith, which there is a lot to learn and you never stop learning. So what we have to do is change ourselves. Turn toward God and say, Lord, help me be the person that you created me to be. Help me be energetic and zealous. Help me to take care of this body, to feed it right, so that I can be the best walking, living, breathing, talking Christian on earth. If you look at your life, do you think you're that? Or are you lazy and lethargic and can't get motivated? Don't know what you're doing, so you just don't do it. All of these things come into play, and that was where I was. I was saying, Lord, you have got to help me. I cannot build a house, and thank you, God, I'm not building the house. I'm kind of okay with these contractors doing it. It's not, you know, sitting well with my bank account, but I don't know how to do the stuff that my husband does, to the point where my husband would say, hey, hold on to this while we're doing something like building. I'd hold on to it and he'd say, no, not there, over here. And I'm like, well, dude, you got to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, like, you can't just say something and not have me understand what my holding on to this does. You know, that's how so many women and men get in fights when they do projects like that, because we're different. I mean, it'd be different if we were both handy, but I'm not handy, people. But I can learn. And I could appreciate it. So yeah, when I asked God to help me figure out what was going on with my body, because I was so sore, I was achy everywhere. It would take me a good half an hour to feel somewhat okay when I got out of bed. My ankles and my feet, my fingers were so swollen and they hurt so bad, every knuckle. My back, my lower back hurt. My hips, oh my gosh, my hips were crazy. I'm a side sleeper and sleeping on my side is so important, and I couldn't do it because my hips ached so bad. Why did my hips ache so bad? Because I was eating foods that made me inflamed. Every joint hurt. And I also didn't have muscle to hold those bones and those joints in the place that they're supposed to be held. That's really, really important. Muscle matters. So again, didn't know how to eat clean keto because I just tried to eat keto and live the standard American diet, but buy keto stuff. I don't ever buy keto products. I make everything. The only thing that I buy is my protein powder. And the big difference between Quest peanut butter cups and my peanut butter cups, A, are all the additives and preservatives, but B is the whey protein that is used in the Quest product. And mine is beef protein isolate. It's like eating a 4-ounce steak. And it goes into your body so much more. You can actually use it where the whey doesn't get absorbed as well. There's tests on this. That's why there's a whole lot of beef protein isolate and beef collagen peptides, which is another form of protein, but it's really for your hair, your skin, your nails, and your, you know, wrinkles and things like that. It's not as good to build muscle. Okay. The bottom line is you can do anything and God can motivate you. The angels, your guardian angel and all the other angels, if they are stirring up some motivation in you where you're like, yeah, I want to learn this. I want to do this. I want to feel better. I want to be the best Christian that I can be. Then stick with me on my YouTube channel. Stick with me on this podcast. We'll talk more about how it all starts with the soul and our relationship with God and how all day, every day, we need to call out to Him, especially in the beginning when you change your diet from the standard American diet to the keto diet. There's a shift and you have to get that sugar and those carbs out of you, but it does not take long. It doesn't take long. I'm talking like 3 days for you to lose the sugar craving. It takes 24 to 36 hours to get rid of carbs in your body. And then if you keep doing it, you'll be amazed. You'll be like, wow, I do not crave sweets. I'm gonna tell you that with some of my little sweet treats that I've been making, I kind of want that flavor. You know, it's not like impacting my muscles or my body or anything like that. I'm not putting on weight and I'm not feeling bad. But I don't know if I like wanting to have that sweet treat. So I made those peanut butter cups, but they weren't cups, they were strips. They're all gone. I have none in my fridge at the hotel. I ate them in the first 2 days. And that to me, even though they're good for you, you know, they're filled with protein and they're filled with fat. They're exactly what I need. I like the taste of them too much. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we can learn new things. We can learn the faith. We can learn what the Bible is telling us. We can learn everything. We just have to ask for God to come into our heart to give us that exuberant feeling to say, yeah, I want to learn this. Guess what I'm excited about learning? Coordinating my schedule and organizing myself. I'm excited to go back to my house, to go through all of my clothes and my closet and purge and get through my office and figure out exactly what everything is, because soon I'm going to have to bring that down here. And I'm not bringing down my mess. So I'm excited about it. Why am I excited about it? Because I'm psyching myself up. Because I know how good I'm going to feel when I get through that closet and I'm like, oh my goodness, look at all this stuff that I'm going to be able to give and donate to somebody who needs it. And then to get into my closet, because right now, not my closet, I'm sorry, my office, I'm telling you, it freaks me out. It gives me angst when I walk by it and when I go into it, I'm like, ah, it's so stuffed and out of control. And I know that there are so many things that I don't need to keep anymore, you know? Or do I want to lug it down here? So this is the exciting thing, is to get myself organized, especially as I consider moving. Some people look at it as an overwhelming task that they don't want to do, and I get that. But I am changing my mindset. I am turning toward this task, this massive task, and I'm saying, let's do this. Let's do this. I'm going to feel so much better when I get through everything. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you called us out of the world. We are not supposed to be lazy lima beans sitting on our couch, whining and moaning and groaning about how we feel. You are our hope, our life, our motivation, because you told us in our hearts that we need to change. So help us to beat the evil who wants us to sit on our duff and do nothing, to just whine and complain about our lives. Give us that motivation to stand up for ourselves and to do what we know we need to do so that we can feel amazing and get out there and be a witness to people who are in the same situation. All of us can be that motivation for others. All we need to do is turn to you, Lord, every single day and ask for your help. Ask for your zeal. Ask for your self-control. Because the way that we are to the outside world shows whether we are good Christians. It's a fact. If we have let ourselves go and we lazily lay around and don't do anything to better ourselves, what kind of Christian is that? So we ask you to put into our hearts that motivation that we get started today just by doing small little things and be happy about these small changes. Now we're going to pray for all of the souls who have departed before us by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In your holy, healthy, motivating name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, Jesus wasn't a big roly-poly guy. You know, he was walking all over, preaching and getting out there, and you can see him hanging on the cross all bloodied, but he is in shape, and that's who we need to be. And I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It did mine. I was exactly where you are at. Alrighty, I gotta roll because I'm gonna get to a point where I have no cell coverage and I won't be able to upload this. So I love you all. Get motivated, get psyched, change your mindset. You can do it. All you got to do is turn those negative Nelly comments into, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be excited for this change and for the way that I am going to feel. Find something more with God, soul first, mind and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.